You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And Matt, as we get our second hour underway here on CBD, I wanted to ask you this because you transition now from training camp and the preseason all of a sudden into the regular season. What is a Wednesday practice like? Because I imagine it's the heaviest day of practice for the week. But how does that compare to, say, a training camp practice?
Training camp practice is much more general. And in-season practice is a lot more, lot sharper, more acute. And a Wednesday is pretty much, I think it's predominantly the same type of days throughout the National Football League for every team in regards to how they prepare or what they're covering. Wednesdays is predominantly like, obviously it's introduction to the game plan. You know, guys have had ideas of what we're going to try to do after watching film and understanding the personnel for the New York Jets. You now have you get a full-on introduction to who they are and what they do, and then what we're going to try to do offensively and defensively and special teams to take advantage of some of their weaknesses. You get an end dipping inside. We're going to take advantage of that outside run. You know, you have a defense. The corners are going to be great. Do we take advantage of the safeties? So is it going to be a Hausler, Bibbs, Barnage going to have some success on their linebackers or safeties? You look for your matchups, and then once you get on the practice field, it's predominantly first and second down. That's what you're working on. Thursday is predominantly third down offense and every scenario that goes along with it, and you'll get some short yardage, as you heard Mike Pettine talk about in his presser, that they're going to be in pads tomorrow. You're going to do all your short yardage. You can do your goal line, and it won't be the type of pace or tempo that you're going to get in the regular season. And the one thing I've kind of overlooked is we're no longer going to get any ones-on-ones. Or it's going to be ones on whoever makes up that practice squad, and our second-team guys will make up the scout team. So that's where the emphasis on everybody understanding their role once this season starts. Because, and again, let's look at a guy like K'Wan Williams, okay?
Okay.
K'Wan Williams is going to be our starting nickel corner, which we might be in that scenario 15 to 17 times in the New York Jets game. Okay, so his role is very small, but K1's going to be asked to play almost every special team. So he's going to be a starter on special teams, so he needs to take that mentality. He needs to understand his role as a part of the game plan defensively as a nickel corner, and then he'll be giving a look, most likely, as a corner, all depending on the health of Justin Gilbert and Pierre Desir coming out of protocol, and, of course, the hip flexor. So K1 could essentially be the playing some scout team as well. So you're wearing multiple different hats because you went from 90 and you're banging. And if a guy, you know, misses practice or whatever, you've got another guy in line. Well, now you're down to 53 plus the 10, 63. And different guys have to play multiple roles. So first and second down today, third down short yardage, goal line tomorrow, and then every other scenario on Friday. Red zone, backed up.
And does it get lighter? Is Friday a lighter practice?
Friday's a lighter practice. So today doesn't seem like we're going to be in pads, so it's going to be a shells day. But he's expecting tempo and execution while learning the new content that they're putting in the game plan for the New York Jets. Tomorrow's going to be, you know, the banging day. You know, you haven't really hit anybody since last Thursday. You're going to hit each other, but it's going to, as I mentioned, ones on twos or ones on scout team, both offensively, defensively, and you're going to want to get as close to game tempo as you can without hurting each other. And that's the one key factor of all the good teams that I've been a part of, is when those young players learn how to practice just as fast to go 100 miles an hour without being a bull in a china shop, meaning going to the ground. So it should be a much cleaner practice. And that's something that you can evaluate, you know, watching practice tape, or for those, the media members that are out there watching practice, it should be clean. A lot of catches, no interceptions thrown by the quarterback. A lot of interceptions by our defensive backs who are understanding the route concepts by the New York Jets and jumping some of those routes. And I think if you go back to Sean Gibson, was a guy that referenced practice and film study led to some of those interceptions, especially in my mind, that Jacksonville game, you know, the slant that he jumped by Denard Robinson.
Yep.
Situations like that, but it's now mental more than physical. on the football field. But tomorrow is going to be your heavy workload in pads.
It will. And is it such a focus on just the guys that are going to play? Not everybody's going to get their turns working with the team, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's as we've heard Mike Pettine, and I asked him that question, you know, about starting for this football team. It's 13 to 15 members, depending on what package we're in, both offensively and defensively, that are going to make up a significant portion of this game plan. But that all being said, and I was that guy for, what, you know, 5 out of my 8 years in the National Football League, I'm one play away. So yep. My role was to be a scout team linebacker and give our offense a great look of whoever I'm mimicking for the
whoever you were being?
Exactly, whoever I was being. So I took pride in that. I knew that my, you know, 15 to 25 snaps on special teams played a key role. And so I was, you know, balls to the wall practicing, you know, that way to get ready. And then sitting in the meetings and taking mental reps the best I could while the defense was on the field, because I knew I was one play away. And, yep. And that's why in some cases I was that third linebacker when we carried 3 at one point. So if either one of the two guys, I had to learn both positions and be ready to step in, which I was called upon to do at one point in San Francisco.
Yes, you were. All right, so that's what you're doing here in a normal practice week. Because it's week one, have they been game planning for this game for multiple weeks?
Yes.
Is that something that they've
yes.
been doing?
Small little snippets of what we did in the preseason were to get a look at a play or a blitz or a coverage in preparation for the New York Jets. And that's not something that's going to jump out on the screen to say, oh, you could tell that's going to be for the Jets. But it's something that Flip and Jim O'Neill wanted to get a look at of their guys executing so that they can go back and watch that cut up and go, hey, remember in Tampa on second or on 3rd and 7 when we brought this blitz or this played this coverage?
Yep.
I wanted to see that for this look versus the New York Jets. And yeah, so much goes into week one, and that's why it is very deflating for a team to go, you're all in on one opponent, and to lose that opener, you know, whether you're the Jets or whether you're the Browns. It's deflating because you've got months worth of work, and then immediately you have to adapt and put it behind you to get ready for, in this case, the Tennessee Titans for the home opener here at First Energy Stadium.
When you get ready for a team like this where you know, for example, they have the advantage with your receivers and their DBs. Like, it's just a fact. At the end of the day, Revis, Cromartie, and Buster Skrine have an advantage against our receivers. You talked about, so then maybe it's a game where you scheme for the tight ends,
yeah.
or you're just going to come out and try to run the football against what was last year the 5th-best running defense in the National Football League. Are you trying to dial up unique mismatches and situations to take advantage of certain tendencies that you've seen in this team?
And how hard
is that, too, though, when it's a brand-new head coach?
It is difficult, and that's where, you know, Pettine said he believes he understands, you know, how they play football and what they do and the similarities between the schemes. And that will work to our advantage with it being, you know, a 3-4 defense and not a 4-3 defense. So it's something that this offense has practiced against all offseason and in training camp and OTAs and so on and so forth. But absolutely, you're going to scheme those wide receivers open. You're going to try to create – I wouldn't be surprised if I saw a lot of stacks, you know, motion to stack or motion to bunches, which would allow us to get – I don't know, Gabriel or Hawkins, you know, on a running away from a linebacker, running away from a strong safety. I think the tight ends, you know, while they're not the playmakers that, you know, we've had in the past in Jordan Cameron, they're more than adequate to catch the ball when thrown to or targeted with big play gear, that they'll be a part of this game plan. And then the one key factor, and then I'm excited with the fact that he's going to be up and hopefully available for this game, is Duke Johnson. To me, he's the X factor. Yes, run. You got to take for granted we're going to run the football. That's who we are. But in the passing game, I like Duke Johnson versus any linebacker, inside or outside for the Jets, and I like him on any safety in the open field. So that's the formation. That's the matchup that I'm looking for to take advantage of and win every time we have an opportunity to get him an open look.
Yeah, you're going to have to get Duke Johnson into mismatches. You're going to have to play games with your tight ends. You're going to have to try to move your wide receivers around to get advantageous matchups. It's going to be a tough game for the Browns offense against this very, very good defense of the New York Jets. So there's nothing wrong with that as well. You know, listen, that's what game planning is all about. These teams, Mike Pettine said, mirror images. excellent secondaries. The Jets already have a proven, established, excellent defensive line. The Browns are hoping with the influx of Danny Shelton, Xavier Cooper, and Randy Starks that they will also have an excellent defensive line this year. This is a very similar type of a game. The only difference I see it is that you would say that the Jets have better guys out wide right now at receiver, and Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker, certainly more proven than the Cleveland Browns do.
Yeah, of course. And that's where – but you have to look – I don't necessarily give that full-on advantage to – they have better playmakers if you're looking offense to offense. But then I like Joe Hayden, Brandon Marshall, because as we've said time and time again, Joe Hayden succeeds most against the bigger receiver. It's the Antonio Browns, the small shifty receivers that he struggled with in the past. So that matchup to me is in our favor. And then you look over at the other side, I like Kaywan and or Tremont Williams on Eric Decker to own him most of the day. So then it comes down to the different matchups that we'll have with the New York Jets. And you look at tight ends, Jeff Cumberland. I like our backers versus him. I like our safeties versus him, Kellen Davis. I think
we have the better offensive line of the two teams as the kid.
I do too.
Via text.
I do as well. And in some cases with the addition of Duke Johnson, Chris Ivory might have the leg up on Crow simply by experience. But then I give Duke Johnson and his role in this game plan a significant, Crow and Duke together beat Ivory and Powell or Zach Stacy. So there's an advantage in the running game. You said better offensive line. So it's going to be a great matchup, but ultimately it's going to come down to defense. Whoever makes that one play defensively is going to be the difference in the game.
Yes, indeed. It will make the difference in the game. I think it's going to be tight. Who converts? Who doesn't? Who falls short at an opportunity when they, turn the ball over deep in the red zone, etc.? That will be the difference in this game. And tomorrow we're going to really dive deep into this matchup. We're going to get you very familiar with the Jets personnel and really dive deep into that tomorrow. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we're also going to hear from Brian Hartline, the Browns wide receiver, live from the podium. That's coming up next.